Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Michelle Fuller, you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, as you always are on Tuesdays now. We've been here for a while, 12 noon. Hope you can share your lunch hour if you're here on Pacific Standard Time or wherever you're at listening all over the world. Welcome to the couch. As always, I always find inspiring people to talk to who can, you know, help y'all out there, my listeners. That's why we're on the couch here. This is more of a psychological show. Want to give you advice and give you suggestions and share their stories with you to inspire you. And that's exactly what we're doing today here on the couch with someone who I consider my special guest, a dear friend. I have known her for many years, and her name's Maureen Ratner, and I always refer to her jokingly, but I'm serious about this, as Superwoman. She is a superwoman because she's not only written an amazing book, which we're going to be talking about today. It's called Applause, 8 Stories of 8 Artists' Lives and How They Make a Living Being Creative, but also she's had to overcome a lot of obstacles in her life, many of them illnesses and some personal situations that set her back. And she's going to be sharing her story a little bit about what she had to overcome. And she still had the strength to write this book and create something to share with people. And basically, what the book is about is, you know, as I said, 8 stories of 8 artists. They're from all genres of creative art, from musicals. They're musicians and dancers and Broadway actors and actresses, cantors, writers, every aspect of the creative arts. These people share with her in this book, you know, what was their inspiration, what they had to overcome, and what is their advice to aspiring actors? This is not like, you know, like a to-do book, but this is more like their stories. And it's a great read because it's beautifully written by Maureen. And, it'll help you sort of perk yourself up, you creative artists. And also, you out there listening who wanted to pursue anything in your life, basically, and sort of said, well, I can't do it because I have to keep my day job. So, and we're not saying quit your day job. We're saying stick to your passion. And primarily, again, we're dealing with creative artists here. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome my special guest on the air right now. It's Maureen Ratner. How are you, girl?
Hi, Dr. Michelle. I'm fine.
God, it's so nice to have you. We've been planning this for so long. I'm so excited to have you. And I want to share your story with the listeners. And I want to thank you so much for writing this book, Applause. Because the stories that you share about these 8 artists' lives are really wonderful, and they're a marvelous, addition to really inspiring people, you know, as well. By the way, I want to add that if you're interested, you know, in picking up the book, you can find it. I just want to tell you that right now, guys. You could find it, of course, on Amazon. And you can also contact Maureen directly at her email, Maureen Ratner, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, R-A-T-T-N-E-R @gmail.com if you have any questions or comments. And oh yeah, I also wanted to give a shout out to your family, who I love. I feel like they're my family too. Well, they are. You know, I want to say thank you so much to your dad, Howard, Ratner. Hey, Howard. Hey, Howie. And also your mom, Diane, and your wonderful sister, Jeanette, that keeps in touch with me about what's going on with you. So your dad, you know, really helped you out in writing this book, didn't he, Maureen?
Yes. He would have gotten written if it hadn't been ran.
Well, you wrote it. You did the interviews, girl, but he did. He really did help you in getting it put together and published, which is amazing. So thanks.
And he's 84 years old.
Oh, wow. But he's a tiger. He, just like your mom. You all are strong, strong, successful people. So so let's get into it here. And what was really the reason and the inspiration that made you decide to write this book?
Well, my dad said that he would self-publish it.
Nice.
And I thought I might still go through a regular publisher, but at least I had that option.
Absolutely.
And so that was a reality that I knew I could go for. Yeah.
So
since I still couldn't dance or sing or anything like that, it was the only option left to me as well.
Right. And you've got all these talents, honey. So, I mean, can you share some of the opportunities that you were given while you were, you know, in your earlier days before you got ill? And wow, I mean, my God, Broadway? Come on, that's amazing.
I had two chances for Broadway, one of the top literary agencies in New York.
Oh, that's
amazing. I turned them all down because of the illness.
Oh, honey, you persevered and you've written this book. So, if you don't mind sharing with us some of the illnesses that you've had to overcome that you're dealing with.
Bipolar.
Uh-huh.
Being suicidal most of the time in college.
Oh, sweetheart. Yeah.
Until I got the right medications, which was many years later.
Yes.
That's another thing I could write this book is because I was on the right medications.
Yes, yes.
And makes a big difference.
Right.
And now I can't walk and I can barely move my hands. And
yes.
I'm pretty much bedridden.
Oh, well, you are Wonder Woman. All that you've been through. And, you know, I know that you've had kidney failure and you're on dialysis throughout the week.
Exactly. I have surgery tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness, honey. Hopefully it's not too serious.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And you've had some minor heart surgery, and I know you have neuropathy, and it's really hard for you because, you know, you are bedridden and all that. But my God, everything that you've overcome, you are Wonder Woman, and you've written this book to share and to inspire. And that's what it's all about, you know, inspiring others.
I'm hoping so.
Oh,
I'm hoping it would go to school counselors and teachers and parents as well as right. Young students who are interested in it.
Oh,
we
and
that's an amazing decision.
Yes. Just help lead them through and get them to, you know, really, you know, try to help them pursue their careers in the creative arts or actually whatever else they want to do. So, you know, you've overcome a lot. And I'd love to just kind of jump into the eight amazing people that you talk about. And again, this book is to inspire. Reading their stories kind of inspires us. I'd really like to, you know, just, you know, give my best right now and talk about the famous F.X. Feeney, or also known as F.X., the gentleman who was one of your really close friends. I know that, sweetie. He sadly passed away last year on February 5th, but, gosh, he was a highly successful writer. I know he was
talented.
Yeah. And so he did so many things. He did this amazing screenplay, and also he did the film, you know, the Big Brass. Wasn't that the Big Brass?
Can I come in?
No.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm on the air.
Sorry about that.
He shut the door.
So we're live here, and my special guest today on the couch is Maureen Ratner, and she's written an inspiring book called Applause, and this is for creative artists of all types who really want to, you know, kind of get some inspiration from their stories. So let's go back to F.X. Feeney. He wrote the screenplay. The film, actually, the Big Brass Ring, I don't know if you guys remember it, but it featured William Hurt. He's done
so many television shows, lots of other things that he's written. He was very famous, you know, and admired.
He wrote a book about Oliver.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's amazing. But FX, I think his story is very inspiring about how he got started. He was very artistic like you in all the arts. I know he was he wrote a screenplay, like you said, when he was 14. Oh my God. But what was it that was so funny to you about what his parents told him early in life?
Oh, his parents said they were terrified.
They were terrified.
He wanted to create for a living.
Oh my gosh. So when he said, I want to be a performer or a writer, they said they were terrified. So, I mean, I think a lot of parents, you know, growing up and everything, because, you know, we want our kids to be successful. And then many parents, when they hear, you know, I'm going to be a creative artist, I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to be a singer, I'm going to be a writer, whatever that is, you know, the creative artists, parents go, no, keep your day.
That's why I wrote the book, to show that it can be done.
Right, exactly. So moving on to your interview, to your book, Applause, let's talk about your interview with composer Michael Kevin Daugherty, or as you call him in your book, I love it. You refer to him as a remarkable man because he is a remarkable man. And yes, he's had that
knowledge on scholarships, fellowships, and playing piano in nightclubs.
Oh my gosh.
And put himself through Yale, got his doctorate.
Oh my gosh. He put himself through Yale to become such a successful. Wow.
He's one of the top 10 composers in America.
Top 10 composers. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's won 6 Grammys.
Oh, my gosh. What an amazing artist. And by the way, again, if you pick up the book Applause, you can, you know, find out more about Michael Kevin Daugherty and how to contact him. By the way, I know a little gossip about you, Maureen, and he. You grew up knowing his family, and you actually dated his younger brother. I know that.
Yeah.
Little gossip.
Just one day.
Oh, that's so neat. But he's a wonderful, you know, belong also and talk about choral director Susan Swaney. How did you guys meet? And
we met when she was 3 and my twin and I were 4.
What?
We met in the YMCA and she became jealous of our bathing suit.
Oh my God, that's amazing. You guys are 3 years old, 4 years. Wow, that's amazing. So, you know what I really like about her? She just handles life so easily. I mean, she's just so positive. How do you describe her?
She's optimistic and she sees life through rose-colored glasses.
So she's one
of her to avoid the pitfalls in life.
Okay, so she's, you know, had some hurdles that she's had to overcome in her life. And you can read about this in your book, Applause. But, you know, she's a choral director, and she has been doing this now very successfully in her music career. And
her reputation comes right after, and she's called up for professional gigs all the time.
Oh, that's amazing. So, you know, I think the most positive thing that I learned about, you know, Susan Swaney was her advice to everyone, basically, which was look at things positively, keep going, don't let, right? Isn't that what you got from
right.
her? Yeah. Don't let anything get you down. Keep going, despite some of the hurdles. And you, Maureen Ratner, are living proof of that, by the way. You keep going. You are one of them. And I want to talk about all these people and get to them. So let's talk about your chapter on actor, director, teacher, and coach, Julia Glander.
Julia Glander.
Oh, my God.
She's one of the kindest person I know and one of the most talented persons I know.
Yes. How did she influence your acting work?
Quite a bit. She had won the Irene Ryan Award at Kennedy Center, which is the best actress in the country
yeah.
as far as collegiate actors go.
Yes.
And I knew that, so I knew I didn't have a chance. But she made me better just because I knew she was there.
Right.
Probably the best audition they've ever given.
Wow. That's amazing. She really has a great story. And I understand that Julia had the full support of her parents to become a theater major. So she was really lucky, right?
Yeah, she was the first person in her family to go to college.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So, you know, what? So her advice to aspiring theater artists is what?
Be brave, be present, be kind, put the joy into what you're living. In everything you're living, and share your story.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I, you know, it's funny. I love that. And you know, I work with performers. I some of my clients are actors, singers, dancers. They, you know, performed in theater and stage and stuff like that. And what I hear from them is that, you know, they're not happy with themselves, you know, or they get so disappointed after they go for an audition. And if they,
oh yeah, she talks about audition being a gift.
Yes.
How they're a gift, not something to be scared of or disappointed by.
And also, you know, she inspires just to keep going, not to let it affect you personally, just to look at it. Like you said, it's a gift. It's a fun thing. And, you know, she's so positive and really nice. It's, be nice, be positive, and don't let these issues knock you down. You know,
yeah.
You don't get the gig. Don't let it destroy your life. Just go for another gig and look at it as a gift. So I loved her advice. And, you know, there was also the Carol Deandra. She's an actress, singer, and dancer. She was so busy. You guys had kind of a hard time, you know, connecting, but still you managed to communicate with her. And you had some amazing experiences that you write about in her classes. You took those classes from her here in L.A.
And I lost my voice due to a violent act.
Aww.
And I didn't know it. So when I got there to sing, I couldn't sing. And this prosthetic voice came out. And not once did she give me a negative comment. She just doesn't believe in it. She has encouragement and positive comments to everyone.
Yeah.
I was taking that class for about a year. Never got my voice back. But it was a wonderful experience to sit there and listen to all the other singers.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful, honey. And just, I love that. And oh, she was, God, she was in the Broadway version of West Side Story, and she was in films. What else did she do?
She did a film version of West Side Story. She did Gypsy. She did a dance thing where she traveled around the Far East.
Wow. I remember her in West Side Story.
Yeah, she was on the blue dress and then blonde hair.
Because I watched it again because I've researched all of the people that you've talked about in your book, and it's so funny because I remember going, oh my God, that's Carol right there. So that's really amazing. And her daughter
she teaches in New York also.
Oh, so it's in the family.
Yeah,
that's really awesome. You know, just on that note, I want to come back to your other creative artists that you talk about. But do you think that, you know, artistic creativity sometimes, do you think it's inherited?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Now,
my mother's an artist.
My
grandmother was an artist.
Yes.
And my grandfather was a musician and a theater person, an actor.
Wow. Yes, you know, your mom, Diane, is an incredible artist. She's a draw. She draws these amazing things and paints these amazing things. And is
cats.
She's a cat artist, and they're beautiful cards. Her art, everything. She's very successful. I love her work. But so your grandma and grandpa were also creative artists.
Yeah.
See,
but they had regular jobs and did it as a hobby.
Right. And this is, you know, a lot of people, we can't just, most of us, you know, even if we have that creative juice flowing in our DNA from family or whatever, it's really hard, you know, to go ahead and just go, I'm going to quit my day job and become a whatever.
You know? My great grandfather used to tap dance in the barn.
Oh, wow. I love that. That's amazing. So you have a lot of dancing and artistry in your family that you inherited. So you got it. You got it in there, kiddo. That's really amazing. So, yeah, I do. I think what I hear, you know, a lot of the stories is that people's families are, you know, whether it's the grandparents or the parents or, you know, even aunts and uncles or, you know, they have this, they're really good dancers or actors or singers or what it is sometimes in the genetics, and you see it pop up. And then brothers and sisters sometimes, you know, are, well, you're a twin, by the way. I didn't mean to, you know, kind of go off subject here, but, you know, sometimes our siblings, you know, go off and they're into other interests. They're into other, you know, things, right?
Jeanette used to be a painter.
Oh,
but not so much anymore.
Well, she, yeah, that's right. She inherited.
She's quite good when she does it.
Yes, you have sent me some of her stuff. She is quite good. Your twin sister, Jeanette. She's awesome. Love her. Let's move on to your famous friend, ordained cantor and certified chaplain, Jennifer Byrne Vogel. Wow. What a journey she has had. And she has an incredible story about her Jewish faith and what inspired her. Can you share a little bit about the history of her mom and dad?
Yeah, let me get to it in just a second.
Sure. You know,
it's hard because my hands don't move that fast.
Sure, honey, of course. Good heavens, no. But, you know.
I can tell you that her parents met in Israel.
Yeah.
But they escaped from the Holocaust. And most of her family was murdered in Germany.
Wow.
And her favorite course in college was Faith in the Holocaust.
Wow.
She visited Germany and stayed there for 10 years.
My goodness. That's amazing.
Studying opera and theater. And
yes.
She was in West Side Story twice.
Wow. So, you know, she has the gift of song. I mean, she's an amazing cantor.
And she saw Sound of Music at age 7, I believe it was.
Wow.
And knew that's what she wanted to do.
So Jennifer gave you some pretty good advice, right? About becoming successful. And you don't have to become successful. It's what are you doing to create your art? You know, she was very helpful to you as well. Because I think that background of, you know, living through a lot of the horrific things that happened to her parents and relatives really inspired her to go forth in her, you know, religious studies and also being an ordained cantor, right?
Yeah, her advice, just like I'll get to it.
Yeah.
It's like Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do not go where the trail... Do not go on the path that where the path may lead.
Yes.
Go instead where there is no path and have a trail.
Right. It's like blazing your own trails, exactly.
Yeah.
Make your own journey. And that's something else too that I loved about what Jennifer Byrne Vogel said is you know, just paving your own way, because everybody has their own different, you know, reason for why they got into the arts, and everybody has their own path, whichever path, you know, explore and do your own thing. Sometimes I think what happens is, you know, especially in social media and it's, but people want to, you know, compare themselves with other people. It's like a competitive thing out there, which it is in the arts. But I think the whole thing about this book, Applause, which everybody can find on Amazon and get, is blazing your own trail. going within and finding your own passion that inspires you, not trying to compete with or be better than, or, you know what I'm saying? Go with, well, this is the commercial trend, so this is going to make me famous, or this is what's going to make me, you know, sell a lot of whatever, or people are going to see me as a famous person.
This isn't about being famous. It's just about making a living doing what you love.
Exactly. And that's what's so terrific about all of the special artists who you focus on, all the creative artists in all their fields. Now, you know what? Sam Weiss, she is an amazing artist as well. And I really enjoyed your interview with her. Can you talk a little bit more about her accomplishments and what she kind of shared with you?
Yeah, she's a guitar player. She got her first guitar when she was 5 years old.
Wow.
And didn't stop then.
Mm.
And now she teaches guitar. She gives guitar concerts. She joins band with guitar.
Yeah.
She also paints.
Wow.
She also paints and plays piano and does photography.
Yeah, she's an accomplished artist in many creative aspects. Did Sam also make a lot of CDs? Didn't she have some CDs out there?
Yeah, she had 5 CDs that she made.
Yeah, I mean, I know of her and I know of her music, so that's really cool. But
yeah.
She's one of those well-rounded creative artists as well. And so she really inspired you to continue your work as well. And you were not so much as a musician, but you were a singer and you were in the theater arts and all that. So, and now of course a writer, but she was very inspirational. Her music's great, you know, too.
Yeah.
And I know that Steve Passer was a really inspiring dancing teacher for you. You were a dancer girl. You and I have talked about this. You know, about your past and just loving to dance and how you know, because of your dancing, singing and acting and all that stuff, you know, you were offered the Broadway opportunities. Can you tell us a little bit more about Steve Passer?
Well, Steve Passer gives 150% to whatever he does.
Yeah.
And he sort of, like, first his dad wanted him to be a doctor, so he took all these doctor courses and aced them all.
Yeah.
It was able to tell his dad that it wasn't in his heart and that he wanted to be a theater major, which took some bravery.
Oh, wow.
And then he went all 150% into theater. And then he got married and had a couple kids. And one of his kids turned up to be autistic.
Oh.
And he wanted some more security for his family.
Sure.
So he went back to school, became a lawyer.
Wow.
Isn't he talented at just that?
Oh, my.
And now he's been a lawyer for, I think, 30 years.
Wow. That's amazing. So, okay, let me get this straight. So he worked in professional theater for over a decade.
Yeah.
And then got married. And he went to medical school because of his, you know, his family was kind of pushing, right? It's the family, right?
Yeah.
It's that Jewish guilt we know about, right? I want a doctor in the family, you know? And and then, it wasn't his cup of tea. And then, you know, but he did eventually focus and really hunker down and become an amazing attorney for 30 years now. And he has a beautiful family and all that. And God bless him. He's, you know, taking care of a child with disabilities who's now probably an adult. So he's, you know, he's one of those inspirational people who really overcame a lot of hurdles, as you have had to overcome, sweetheart. So I can see how you...
He's also very strong and very positive.
Yes. Yeah. I think a common thing with all of these people who you talk about in your book is that they have overcome a lot of obstacles in their life. And you are, of course, like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, you're coping with your own disabilities of, you know, all these years as being my dear friend, that you are overcoming bipolar disorder, which you've done beautifully, and having kidney failure and having some minor heart surgery and your neuropathy. And, you know, now you're pretty much bedridden, sweetheart, but you continue to, you're the Energizer Bunny, you know, I mean, you are such an inspiration to other people. And that's why I want them to pick up your book, Applause, because the stories of these eight people really can inspire anyone, I think, because it's great.
I think when I go to the site, they have to say Applause by Maureen Ratner.
Yes, Applause by Maureen Ratner, and it's Maureen Ratner. And again, it's eight stories of eight artists' lives and how they make a living, you know, being creative. So, you know, I'm just blown away at how you put this together, you know, despite all the obstacles that you have dealt with. And the thing is you have so much in common too with these other beautiful artists, because they all, you know, have really come a long way, in their careers, and it's really great. So, you know, if there's some advice that you can give to listeners out there, and from everything that you've learned from these creative artists who you interview, what is some of the advice that you can give to people who want to be an actor or dancer, singer?
Listen to your inner voice.
Yes, and
but what, be practical. Yes. So you go on for 5 years and you don't get an audition, then go back to school and do something else.
Yes.
Yes, there's a talent.
Right. So. Yeah, and that's something else that I noted in here when you're describing and you know, most of these artists who you're talking to, they started out very young. They had the talent.
Yeah.
Now, if someone, let's just say, I'm just going to throw it out there. Okay. Like me, for instance, I always loved to sing. Okay. I love.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God. I love musicals. I love jazz, you know. I want to be Diana Krall. I mean, I want to be her. Okay. Jazz singer, you know, but I can't carry a tune. Okay. Tried singing school when I was younger. Mm-mm. I don't have a voice of singing. I have a talking, too much talking voice, but I can't carry a tune to save my life. So what would
probably
you say to me?
If you use your emotions.
Okay.
To support your voice.
Oh.
Then it'll naturally be in tune. It'll naturally carry. That's what I used to do.
Yeah.
Into the attack.
Oh, my God. So that, okay, I get it now. So that's when you said you got to go within just moments ago. What you're saying is you got to feel it in order to create it. You can't just go, I'm going to be a singer because I really like Diana Krall. You got to feel. That's why I like the blues so much, I think, because it is the artist feel it. But I mean, with everything, whether it's acting and you know, it's funny if when you watch those shows on TV, America's Got Talent, or you watch The Voice, or you watch, you know, all those shows, what the judges always say is, I can tell you feel it, right?
And I guess so. I know.
Don't you think that that's the key to being a creative artist in every sense of the word, even writing? If you feel it within your soul, I'm getting dramatic here, but if you have the feeling and the inspiration within yourself,
it'll make it come across in your product.
Yes. But if you feel it deeply, and that's the thing about being in the here and now when you're performing, you're not thinking about anything else except the feeling of your song or dancing to the music or playing the music or acting. You are that character. So it's all about being there and not going, well, I'm just going to be a singer. I'm going to be an actor. And it's about the passion, right?
Yeah, it's about following your passion. That one is Jennifer Burns, also advice, is following your passion.
Yes, exactly.
Jennifer Burns Vogel.
She's awesome. And you guys can actually, you know, contact most all of these artists. Their email information is given in the book, Applause, eight stories of eight artists' lives and how they made a living being creative by my special guest and dear friend, Maureen Ratner, here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. So here's the thing. People, if they have a passion, they should dip their toe in the water of pursuing it. But not only that, it helps to go to classes. You know, if they have a little, even a little bit of talent, right? They think they have a little, go to classes. Now, one of your artists said, go to liberal arts schools, right?
Sam Weiss.
Yeah. So she said, go to liberal arts because you'll be with like-minded people who are really excited about their art, right?
Well, if you go to art school, you'll be by like-minded people. If you go to the other, you'll have different type of people. They'll give you different ideas.
Yes. So liberal arts in general, you know, that's
going to have different people with different ideas.
And that's inspiring you. That's going to inspire too. Yeah. And it's important to keep going to classes. What would you say to people who want to be professional, whatever, in the entertainment or creative arts? Would you say keep going to classes? Keep doing it. Keep learning more and more. So that's to keep people brushed up on their craft always. And also, like you said, you know, in the liberal arts, being around other professionals who inspire you, right?
Yeah.
So what is it within you that keeps you inspired?
I don't know.
You've just got this thing, Superwoman, that keeps you, you know, I'm going to do this project, or you've always presented to me all these ideas. I'm going to do this. And lo and behold, here you go. You've written this book. And so there's just something in Maureen that pushes you. The little voice says, do this. Right. I mean, is there,
you just need to create.
So it's just who you are and what you've done ever since you were young.
Yes.
Right? And you were doing all of these things when you were young.
I remember at two years old making obstacle courses out of magazines for my sister to do, which she never wanted to do. and then having carnival fairs and performing our own theater club in elementary school. And then joining the junior high and high school theater club. Yeah. And then becoming a theater major. Just kept on progressing.
Yeah, just kind of progressing up the ladder, becoming, you know, really much more, you know, excellent in your craft. So it's going up the ladder and going up the ladder. And
Carol Dandria went to New York City with $500 in her pocket and ended up getting into West Side Story 2 years later. So she must have been incredibly talented.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure that would be my advice for everybody, but to go to school as a theater major.
Right.
And learn what you can.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, that's some wonderful advice. And I just want to thank you so much, sweetheart. We're getting out of time here, but I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I know it's not easy for you, baby, because you're in oxygen right now. And, you know, you're dealing with dialysis and stuff. And you got another surgery going on tomorrow. And, you know, I love you. And I always wish you good health and to, you know, just keep inspiring other people. And I think that's what keeps you to be the superwoman that you are, because you're an inspiration to others and you give to others. And all my listeners know about that theory that I have, that if you give out onto the world will give you. And you are certainly doing that for other people. So What's the best thing
this book will do?
Inspire
others that when I was in their same place, didn't know things about. And this will give them a chance to see what they need to cover before they get to the position I was in. Hopefully won't be sick when their Broadway opportunities come up. Or their literary agency ideas come up.
Exactly. Exactly, sweetheart.
So hopefully this book will help them get to that point.
Me too. I think it will. And I appreciate you so much, sweetheart, and all you've done. Again, the book is called Applause. Eight Stories of Eight Artists' Lives, and Having Made a Creative Living, Being Creative. Maureen Ratner, you are a doll. I love you. Always good friend and amazing creative artist. Thank you so much for being on the couch with me today.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
Keep up the great work, sweetie. And thank you so much for being such a great inspiration to people. By the way, guys, if you want to find out more about Maureen, you can email her straight away. They can do that, right, Maureen?
Sure.
Cool. So that's Maureen Ratner, RATTNER, at gmail.com. Or, of course, find her book Applause on Amazon. Have a beautiful day, my friend. And thanks again for being such a great guest.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
All right,
this is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and I thank everybody for being on the couch, and it's been really fun, inspirational to talk to my friend who's a superwoman, and as I always say at the end of my shows, do take care of yourself first, and you'll be great for other people, and that's the way it works in the world. All right, everybody, I'll be talking to you next Tuesday. I've got another great guest coming on, an author who's going to be a great inspiration and a little bit more insight about who we are and how we can be the best we can within ourselves and dealing with our own self-esteem issues. All right. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye now.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.